Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo.
He gets it.
I'm... Fuck.
You are fucked, that's true.
Drunk. Yeah. And Mo.
Yes. Yes, I get that.
I get that. First topic's mine. Oh. I'm going to throw this out there right away. What's your ideal schedule for a WWE superstar? If you had them working, what would you? Would you have a current schedule? Would you have something like Japan does—a 6-week tour, then 2 weeks, 3 weeks off? How many months a year would you have a performer performing? Kind of, what's your thoughts on that?
Double shots every day. No, I personally think that for the number of dates, I'm going to say, how many? There's 365 days in a year.
Right now, essentially, I think most guys are doing 4 days worth of shows. There's a 5 days worth of shows. 4 days worth of shows, a travel day, then 2 days off. Is that correct? Or is it 5 days travel, 1 day off? Something like that.
I think you get 2 days off, or 3 days off, maybe. But realistically, it's one.
Yeah.
I think two. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like you get home halfway to 1 day, you get 1 day, and then you get part of another day, and you got to go, kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But I'm just trying to think of, you know,
and no scheduled vacations, no 2-3 weeks off, nothing like that.
No, but I'm getting my sort of.
This is because Vince McMahon never takes a day off, so he expects you
right.
never to.
150 days a year.
Is that kind of what I'm doing
in my head right now is I'm comparing it to the National Football League.
Okay,
is what I'm doing, because that's the closest toll on your body contact that I can kind of get at, other than hockey.
Yeah, I mean, football has been described as a contact sport, and hockey has been described as a collision sport.
That's true.
So that's true.
It's kind of a hybrid between the two. With hockey, you're playing, you know, 5 games a week. You know, 5 out of 7 days usually,
well,
right?
I'd say 4, probably close.
Okay,
to
well, 4 or 5, whatever. Okay. Yeah. With football, of course, it's once a week, but you've got practice as well. Now, practice isn't as hard, so I would liken a practice to a house show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the game day would be Raw, right?
Yeah.
Or a pay per view, let's say. So you're gonna get. That's what I sort of liken it to. In football, you start the preseason in so really you've got let's say you start in September. The season starts in September.
Okay.
And then you go until January. So what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you make
five.
Playoffs, yeah.
And we'll say six. I'll say 6 months with. You're right. If you go to playoffs and with some preseason, right?
And then they have things. They have things like they have their off-season camps and such.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we'll say 6 months worth of stuff, and so that's about 150 days.
Yeah, I think hockey season, baseball, most of these ones, basketball. I think they're probably about 8 months.
Yeah, but
so that's kind of what I think. I think the boys should be working about 8 months a year. I could see 9 months, but I think 8 months, 4 months off, to me, that's
but it's
that's
the
fine.
To me, it's the dates, right?
Yeah.
It's the number of dates, and let's not throw baseball into this because we want to talk about a sport. And we're talking about...
So no golf either.
No golf, no. No golf, no baseball. Something that not even basketball, because we're talking about...
Basketball is much more physical, especially within the NBA.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. I'm talking about a constant, as you said, a collision sport,
yeah.
A contact sport. That's the rest. It's mm-hmm. It's not basketball. Okay, basketball, yes, is more contact than baseball, but it's not to the level that we're talking about here. So that's when I'm looking at what's happening. That's why I'm getting that 150 days a year, because that's what do? You do 30 days. That's 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not that, and it's 30 days. So if you're doing it, let's say 5 days a week, that's 30 weeks. Right, 150 days is 30 weeks divided by 4. You're right. You're looking at about 8 months,
yeah.
7.5, 8 months. So that's fair. And to me, that's the schedule that you allow. Now, that being said, do I do it where like a season? No, where you've got 8 straight months, 4 months off.
No.
I'm constantly rotating guys in, and that's the problem with sports, just entertainment now. It's not sports entertainment even anymore.
No.
With the entertainment industry, is that when guys get hurt and you went off, well, you know what? You need to work within, you need to find a system and work with it in terms of cycling programs, right? Because you're looking at you know, taking your WrestleMania and working around that. Like, I mean, right now, Undertaker, Triple H aren't around, right?
Yeah.
But then you're going to have a couple guys that are. And you know, it's just, I don't know. There's a way to do it. It's not simple. Because you're looking at things like WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And
well, there's periods of time when you're going to be heavier. And periods of time where house business is up.
Well, you're definitely going to be heavier at times.
Yeah. Well, I'm heavier when your mom's on top of me.
That's true. You go from 250 to 280.
Yeah. So
anyway.
Your mom's – well, I am 6'3". So anyways, what was I going to say before
wasn't
you so
important.
Rudely interrupted?
It wasn't important.
No, I probably was. You know what? Probably wasn't.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So – but I would agree that I would have about 150 days. You have days where obviously where business is up, house show business is up. And you have days where it's down. So I would say at least twice a year the boys should get 1 month off, and then about 150 days, 160 days in that range over a course of about 8 months to me sounds about right. I think, and the reason I bring this up is because they don't do that schedule right now. I mean, the boys are generally doing about 200 shows, but with travel. Mm-hmm. Like I say, they're out the road about 250 or with promotion for the bigger stars, more, 280, you know, and not quite where Bret Hart was, you know, and he was doing 300 plus so regularly and that schedule for a lot of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
It has lightened somewhat, but it's still just brutal, and it's travel cross-country, planes to Europe, things like that. I'd like to see at least – and
Europe?
Well, just the travel for the boys. Just that's my only thing.
I'm born
in Europe, dumbass. But so I'd like to see that. But the reason I bring this up is because Edge now with his retirement, if he was doing this schedule, say he was doing 150 dates and 4 months off and 2 1-month breaks a year, would he still be going? Instead of having a 17-year career? No. 14 years within the WWE.
Yeah.
Instead of having a 14-year career, would he have instead had a 20 to 22-year career? And would they have long-term had more pay-per-views and dates out of him over that course because he would have been injured less and a longer period?
I don't know. Because and the reason I don't know is because, honestly, I don't know enough about spinal stenosis to know if this was inevitable given his
genetic makeup.
Well, not his genetic makeup, but the fact that he got his neck fused, for fuck's sakes. I mean,
yeah.
You could wrestle once a month, but if it's in a TLC match, you know, you could take – I would rather – you know, you could probably
take – But if there's
take,
a lot of compression on your body prior to and coming out of that,
Let's look at Flair.
Yeah.
60 minutes. Woo! Every night, right?
I mean,
but,
or actually 30 minutes most nights.
Yes, but how often did Flair, prior to 1999, go through a table?
Yeah.
Or, you know, or do anything like that? He had wrestling matches. So if you could have wrestling matches 20 nights or 30, you know, even 30 nights a month versus going through tables and going into ladders and doing all these over-the-top rope, you know, onto-the-floor bumps. How much of that plays into it versus the dates?
And he's an exceptional case, though. I mean, you look at somebody who doesn't take nearly as many bumps like Hulk Hogan. You look at a lot of the guys actually from the 70s and the 60s, and they're walking around with canes and crutches. By the time they're 50 years old, their knees are shot.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even as physical. The mat was probably harder, but it wasn't as physical style in many ways.
No.
So, I mean, what the guys from this generation are going to look like 20 years from now, scary as hell, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
worry, most of them will be dead.
Let's hope not. I do believe they would have gotten more dates out of him long term over the course of his career, in a longer career, and more money drawn if they had done it that way. But it's,
yeah.
it's. I mean, they won't. because they think they have to. Everything's about the moment for the WWE, right? And wrestling in general, and that's like I say, Vince McMahon doesn't take a break, and that's the mindset. And
well, right now it is, but then what happens when he's gone? Is that's the thing?
That's the hope.
Is that the hope? And
but there's always that. Oh, that next person got injured, or that next person's not getting over. Or we need you to stay. Look how many times Rey Mysterio has tried to leave
to
and
go
have
on
a break,
Hawaiian vacation,
and he
know?
Can't get it. I mean I look at it, and they sit there and they hotshot these angles, and like I say, it's what it reminds me of is cold weather. If you're outside in cold weather and you have to go to the bathroom, you decide to piss your pants to warm up, you're going to feel warm and you're going to feel good for a little while, but long term you're going to wish you didn't do it. And to me, the way that's the...
well, that's it?
That's it.
Long term you're going to wish you didn't do it?
Long term it's a bad idea. And that's what I look like. The way
that's what you look like?
Guys,
is that what you said?
That's what it looks like to me. That's not what I look like. That's what you look like often. But that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that was a good
They're
one.
Pushing the guys so hard, and you're getting something out of them now, but long term it's not a good idea. And long term you'd get more benefit from not pissing your pants in the cold weather, or not constantly pushing the guys on the road and forcing them to work hurt and never get the vacation, never get the time with the families, pushing them away, their love for the industry, pushing them so they don't want to come back. All sorts of benefits.
Lesson for all you kids out there, never piss your pants when you're cold.
Listen really to your uncle. God, if it's minus 20, you're going to, for about 3 minutes, you'll be like, oh, fuck, that feels good. And then, I'm not saying from personal knowledge, I'm just guessing.
Like, because you sound pretty sure.
Well, my dad did live on a farm. So, anyways.
In Europe.
Yeah, in Europe, where there is no toiletry.
No, what do the cows say?
What do the cows say in Europe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was a Family Guy thing where the cows say different things in Europe than they do. And they don't say moo, they like go skawooga or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. That's terrible. Actually, what they say is mo. Anyways.
Yeah.
So
I've seen the women you've been with.
You like your mom?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyways, let's move on to, I want to compare Edge to Christian. I think Christian is a better wrestler than Edge.
Okay.
In ring. I think his mic skills are just slightly below Edge's. And yet, he doesn't have that. Despite the fact he's Captain Charisma, he doesn't have the charisma, the presence, that it factor that Edge had. How do you compare the two?
Well, you're right. I do think that Christian is a better in-ring competitor.
Yeah.
Mike skills, I think they both have. I think they have similar mic skills.
It's very, very close.
I would put them on par with the mic skills. I think that. Edge just has had a little more opportunity to be serious in WWE, you know, and the other time he was in TNA, and that doesn't count because you know. So,
well, even then he was trying too hard to be cool. I think in TNA when he was doing things like calling Borash Seacrest and things like that, I think he was trying too hard to be cool a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
but I do think that Edge has had more opportunity to be in that main event. Cut a main event promo, it being, you know, more serious that way. He's also shown more range in terms of being able to be a comedy heel that, as we talked about before, that sort of Heath Ledger pulling his hair out, kind of crazy heel, mm-hmm. and a little more serious heel as well. So Christian hasn't gotten the opportunity to show that. Kenny, probably, but just haven't seen it yet. But I think the mic skills are there. In ring, I would give to Christian. But I mean, again, in ring doesn't really matter jack shit right now.
No.
So
yeah. It's a positive to have, but well, look at Cena. It's not the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of cool if you got it. But
yeah.
Sorry, what was the last?
Well, just kind of the it factor, I suppose.
I think
that's what he doesn't have.
Well, Vince certainly doesn't think so.
No, Vince doesn't think so.
But I don't think that Vince has much of a choice right now. And that's where Christian's opportunity is going to come up.
So let's talk about Christian's booking in the past. How would you have characterized it?
Shitty.
Shitty? And
well,
why is that?
Hmm?
Why is that?
Well, because they're douches. No, but yeah. It's not been, again, Vince just doesn't see it. And really what, when you talk about Christian comparative to Edge, obviously when they were a tag team, they were pushed the same. When they broke up, it was to make Edge the Shawn Michaels and make Christian the Marty Jannetty. But that really didn't – Christian didn't really get pushed down that far. You know, and then he was with Jericho. And Christian has always had a prominent role in the company and had his momentum to the point where after Edge did – but when it was 2005, I want to say, when he was cutting those promos against John Cena, and everybody really wanted to see Christian against
Cena. Yeah, that's the one time he got a pay-per-view, not a one-on-one match. But
I was
going to
say, it was a three-way.
Main event.
Yeah.
It was against, you know, with Jericho.
And he was
and
in
Cena.
The R-Truth role.
Yeah.
He was just there to take the pin.
Yeah.
And nobody, and then that was when it was, no matter what he did, he wasn't going to break that glass ceiling, so he decided to go to TNA and try to, you know, to do it. And at that time, before, and it was right before they had they not got Sting, like Christian came in and the Dudley Boys came in, and then there was Sting, and so they threw all their attention to Sting, and you know, while Christian was getting to be the champion and such, he wasn't the prominent figure. And that was a point in time with TNA when they were developing AJ Styles and Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels in that three-way, and they had Christian, they had Monty Brown, and they were really kind of ready to get to that, maybe not to that complete next level, but they had
to me,
some
like,
momentum.
When he went over
right?
there, he looked to me like he was going to be in the spot the Radicals were. You know, that glass ceiling, okay, let me go someplace new and I'll
I wasn't
going
to use the Radicals because the Radicals came in to a hot product.
Yeah, that's
and we're
going
to get the chance.
That's true.
I was going to use more along the lines of saying like 96 when it was Austin and Foley.
That's
and
true.
These guys that WCW had in the mid-card that they never thought were going to get elevated, and WWF then took them
and
moved them
how
past.
How could they possibly be marketed coming to the ring in black trunks and black
exactly,
black
but, I mean, they were guys at WCW, they toiled in the mediocrity of WCW, and then they came to, and they were given an opportunity, and it looked like TNA was ready to take these guys that were mid-card
and
WWF guys.
And just the first of a few.
That's right, and give them the opportunity to break through and take it to the next level. And he did get that opportunity. It just
they didn't do it well, and I guess he didn't perform quite as well.
He didn't hold up his end of the bargain so much, no.
I think it was more them than him personally, but you know, I think that's an argument we've had before, but
yeah, but anyway.
So this thing, I mean, I think Edge leaving, when I saw Christian I almost think he's taking it harder than Edge. I mean, he really looks devastated.
Well,
so I'm sure that he wishes, no matter what happens from here, that Edge could still instead be there. But let's look at it from another perspective. In any way could – well, actually, do you want to say something on that?
Well, just to say he's going to – I mean, what's going to happen with Christian and Edge now is that short-term Christian's going to get that rub.
Yeah, I mean, is this going to be good for Christian? I mean, I'm sure he would take it.
Well, there's both ways. There's both ways.
Or is it going to be bad?
I think it's both. I think good ways he's going to get that rub of – I mean, because Edge has – quite frankly, Edge has never been hotter now that he's retired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the most outpour of
support. Apparently, traffic on websites has been as high or higher than Mania from his highest since basically Daniel Bryan got fired.
Well, it came out of the blue and – really, it's something that you get that retrospective, and as I said, someone that's been
there.
Well, you
don't know what you got till you're gone, right?
Well, there is that, and it's when it comes time that he's got to retire now, I think people are going and they're seeing the, you know, they're making that, they're doing that retrospective to themselves, much like we have, that, you know, wow, remember when he did this? And remember, man, yeah, he was good. And wow, I remember that. And oh, he's been around forever. And so you're getting that outpour of emotion, and he's a babyface. So I think Christian's going to be able to get some of that. The Edgeheads are going to become peeps because it's Edge and Christian, and they're going to sort of follow him now. But they're not this isn't a slam dunk. This is going to be now they have to take that and run with that ball.
Okay, so the question becomes twofold then. He's facing Del Rio for the title, Extreme Rules.
Right.
Number one, will they put the title on him? And number two, what would you do with him?
See, and that's tough. And what will they do? I think I just have this feeling that it's Del Rio. Mm-hmm. Because
I would agree with that. I think they're going to go with Del Rio.
I mean, I think they were going to go with Del Rio even when before Edge got hurt.
Yeah,
I think Del Rio was going to win the ladder match no matter what.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be. But I think, and is that the wrong move?
But they might change their mind in that Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, let's give him that, you know what I mean? Sometimes they
I know what
that,
you mean. Yeah. I do know what you mean. But is that helpful? I don't know.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, I think they're going to stay with what would I do? Would I put it? Would you put it on him here? That's what you think they're going to do. Would you?
I don't know. It's not enough for me to say yeah, absolutely I would. I would have him chase it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that there is you really want that feel good moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, there's just something about him having that finally. He comes out but I would rather see him struggle for it, and the Royal Rumble this year is in Toronto.
That's true.
I would like to see him struggle for it, not quite get it, dedicate the Royal Rumble to Edge when Edge is there, win it, and go on to Mania challenging for the title. Like, that would be – I think the crowd would get behind that storyline, and I think that would be a big thing. Now, that's what I would do. But, obviously...
So, and he could win the Royal Rumble, and then he could open WrestleMania.
Then he could open WrestleMania. But hey, you know what? If he won it would still be a big deal. I think it's careful. You have to book him carefully then. Because you want him to chase it, you want him strong, but you want him to not win it and be sympathetic. And that's something they haven't been able to do correctly for a long time. They once were able to do that regularly.
Well, they don't use...
They haven't been able to do it correctly for a long time.
Because they don't use the gifts that they've been given in terms of things like... the Royal Rumble and the Survivor Series, where, and even to a lesser degree, the bragging rights, where they can take these gimmicks and use them. I mean, like, for Survivor Series, you can have Team the Peeps versus Team Del Rio.
Yeah.
And no title on the line, right?
Yeah.
It's not, but they can get in and they can mix it up. And then you have him get screwed out of the title at the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view in December. It's his last chance, and he's never going to do it, and then he wins the Rumble.
In Toronto,
and that
and
gives
the
him
massive crowd
the shot.
Reaction would give him a momentum going into Mania.
And that gives him...
Everything would give him momentum. To me, it writes itself.
Yeah, but see, then you get that fucking Elimination Chamber bullshit that just fucks with everything, too. I hate,
well,
you know, do one. To me, you do the Royal Rumble. If the winner's from SmackDown, you have
Raw
Chamber.
Totally agree.
And that is who
determines. And you know what? Considering
it.
How Chamber is down this year, maybe they'll do something like that or even eliminate it. Because it for the first
eliminate
time.
Eliminate the Chamber?
Yeah, eliminate the Chamber. It's the first time it didn't really draw. So, okay, that's good. Okay, I think that's, we've hit a lot. One last Edge thing.
Really?
I want to talk. Did you hear what Hulk Hogan said about Edge?
He tweeted and said
about Edge. Okay, what did he say?
What did he say? He said back in his day or something, didn't it? They all worked hurt or, you know, a back injury or neck injury didn't slow them down. They still went out and did it.
Yeah, he said he's being hurt and Jeff Hardy's hurt and Ric Flair's being hurt. And he said, oh, Edge is one of the boys. Edge wouldn't say this, but you know, he's being forced to retire when none of the rest of us would have. And,
right, yeah.
And, you know, I would like to talk about this by saying, fuck you, Hogan.
Well, it's just, again, it's just a long line in what is sadly becoming the fall of Hulk Hogan.
It's a combination of two things. Largely, to me, I'm looking at it, number one, he's out of touch, and number two, he's desperate for attention.
Yes. He's desperate for attention, he's out of touch, and he's broke.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, that's the fall of Hulk Hogan, that this once revered and powerful person, quite frankly, is now just, you know, reduced to nothing.
Yeah, reduced to nothing. Reduced to hopefully they're building for a Bound for Glory match between him and Sting because they're both at their physical peak.
That's right.
So, you know, anyways. Should we continue to talk TNA? There's quite a bit.
I know.
But we really should. There's some TNA stuff we should talk about here. And some more with Hogan. But I'm wondering if we should do that or talk to a former TNA superstar. Should I give New Jack? I was thinking about giving him a call, but that's who we wanted to have a guest on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to give him a call, yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. I talked to him last week. But, yeah, give him a call. Give him a call.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, folks. You just sing or something, Addy. I'm going to start dialing.
Oh, radio.
Got him.
Okay.
Thank God. New Jack, how's it going?
Fuck. Hey. Motherfucker.
Hey, New Jack.
What the fuck you doing?
Motherfucker?
Motherfucker. Fuck, motherfucker. What are you fucking doing?
Motherfucking motherfucker. All right, New Jack, you know what?
Fuck, that's what I said. Motherfucker, are you mocking me? Are you fucking mocking me?
No, I'm sorry, New Jack. I'm sorry. Please don't stab me. Please don't stab me.
Fuck you.
You're apparently. I just want to talk about that. I understand you had a lot you wanted to say about those racist comments Addy made.
Fucking you and fucking Mo are fucking calling a spade, motherfucker. I'll fuck come over here and fuck you up, Mo. Fuck. I heard what you said, Mo. Fuck.
No, it wasn't me. It was the other guy.
Fuck. Addy, I have fucking friends. Addy, fucking. We fuck good. Fuck. You fuck. Who fuck, motherfucker? I'll fuck you up, motherfucker, if I ever fucking see you fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That
fuck,
was...
you got a question for me or fuck what?
I'm sorry. You're currently dating Terry Runnels.
Fuck,
is that
yeah.
correct?
Fucking sweet. Fuck.
Yeah? You're...
fuck. Shit. Fuck.
Shit?
Shit. Fuck. Shit.
All right. So I guess that sums up your relationship with her?
Fuck. Fucking.
All right. And anything else? Anybody else you want to...
I'm a big fucking bad cock, tell you that. Fuck.
Okay. And she swallows that? Oh, I don't want to know.
Fuck no. Fuck you don't want to fucking know.
No. And you're doing some comedy tours, is that correct?
Fuck, I'm fucking hilarious, fuck.
Alright.
See? Fucking making you laugh, fuck.
Alright. Shit.
Shit, fuck.
Bye, New Jack.
Fuck, thanks for having me on. Fuck, I'm old. Fuck, just playing with you. I won't fucking kill you. I just cut you. Fuck. See you guys later. Fuck. Thanks, New Jack.
You know what I'd like to get is a conversation between New Jack... Fit Finley and Mikey Whipwreck.
That would be Mikey and New Jack would be good, yeah.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He's salt of the earth. Really.
Well, we were. I met him at church.
Yeah.
We were teaching Sunday school together.
Yeah.
So
okay. Back to Hulk Hogan.
Why?
Because TNA's ratings have slid going into lockdown. They slid 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
The ratings were. Up to like a 1-4. Hulk Hogan wasn't around. Hulk Hogan is back. Now, I just want to say this. Now,
what about Hulk Hogan's back?
Well, it's fucked. But I want to say this. You pretend to be Hulk Hogan for 1 second. We've never had you pretend to be somebody on the show before. But
okay,
just for
I
one
will
second,
try.
I'm just going to say this. I'm gonna quote
the Raven
a question that was asked to him about 2 weeks before he finally debuted on camera for TNA, after he had already announced that the Ultimate Fighter he was going to be there, but had not yet debuted. Hulk Hogan, what do you expect the ratings to be when you get to TNA?
Through the roof, brother?
No. Triple.
Oh, brother. Triple, brother. Okay.
Okay. Triple, brother. At that time, they were about a 1.15. Now they're back to, with him there, about a 1.1.
Yeah.
So they're down.
Well, about the same. We'll call them the same.
Yeah, okay.
0.05, we'll call it the same.
You know, well, fuck. Not
for what you're paying them, but they're the same. And they're actually they're slightly. They've been slightly up, and the one thing
but
that
now they're not.
But no, this week. I mean,
no, 5 weeks in a row.
Well, okay, they've been going down 5 weeks in a row, like your mom. But what it is is that what I'm noticing, or what the one thing that I see
your stamina
is
fantastic.
They're not talking. I know. It's appreciated. But it's from the farm.
She also was on a farm. That's true.
That's true. There you go. See? But anyway, they don't have the storyline. They're not building to a television event.
Were for a while, right?
And that's when things were going up, is when they were building to
but
the wedding.
But they were
wedding,
building for lockdown. And theoretically, their major, you know, second or first major pay-per-view, really.
Yeah, but we talked about, you know, the day of lockdown that, you know, I could come up with three matches and I had to think really, really hard about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, when you talk about those sorts of things, it's When you're building,
they just don't care about the product. They've made you it's so hard to.
They need to
shit.
Figure it out, though. Are you going to build, as we talked about it? Are you going to build? Are you going to abandon pay per view and build to a television only model, and promote this happening? Because they did a couple of them. They did. It was they, right? And then there was the. There were two theys, right?
Yes.
And then there was the wedding. Yes. Was what they'd promote. And they did get, they popped, what, 1.3s, 1.4s for those.
Well, they have two ideas, and they've already used them twice.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, know.
There's nothing left there.
No, I know. Well, yeah, maybe they will come at lockdown. Who knows? But the thing is without that event, again, we're just going back to the same old people that, and there really doesn't seem to be any focus to it. I don't know what they're doing right now. I honestly was away a week. I was in Orlando where they goddamn tape. I have no idea what's going on in TNA other than I think Bully Ray is getting like a main event push
sort of
against AJ Styles, right,
sort
in that
of,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah.
upper main thing, and that Christopher Daniels is back. Jarrett and Angle are still doing their bullshit, and
yeah, that's
that,
kind of, you know,
and that what is it? It's Stone Cold Kennedy against Hulk McMahon, right?
Yeah,
is that
something
the,
like that. I don't
and Murphy is a champion or Gunner. I don't
is
remember.
Is he still a champ?
One of them's a TV champ.
We don't
champ.
Even know, you know,
because they had to strip Abyss of it so he could come back.
I don't
next
even
week.
Know if he's still the champ. I'm not sure if he lost it here. I can't even recall because they do so many title changes. If he's lost it here over this last week, so
no. Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
who knows?
Like,
I mean,
it's, you know, but again, because it doesn't matter, and the TV championship doesn't matter.
No.
So there is me talk that they're going to make some changes. Now I'm going to talk to you about the changes that possibly could make. But first off, one of the major changes talked about rebranding. Do you think? I think their name hurts them. I think being called TNA hurts them. Do you think so?
No.
No? Okay. What's your argument for that?
It doesn't matter, Booker.
It doesn't matter?
No.
Why is that?
Because if the product's the product, then and they're TNA wrestling, or the, you know, if they're good and it's Total Nonstop Action TNA wrestling, or if it's bad, it's Total Nonstop Action TNA wrestling. Same shit.
Okay,
if there's a product worth watching, it could be called Macronesian Championship Wrestling, and people will watch it.
What do you got against Micronesians?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. I'd watch it.
Okay, but I
their heavyweight champion is.
But I will say this. Let's say you got a 14-year-old, 13-year-old kid, and he goes to a mom. Can I get tickets?
I might.
Okay, and you've had one? Are you Mel Phillips?
I may. I don't know. What? I may.
Are you Mel Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's say you're a 13-year-old kid. You go to your mom, say, "Hey, Mom, can I get tickets to a show?" She goes, "What do you want to get?" And he goes, "WWE." She goes, "Oh, wrestling? No problem. Go ahead." Now let's say the same kid goes to a show and goes, "Mom, I want to get tickets to a show." She goes, "Okay, what do you want to see?" He says, "I want to go to TNA." She goes, "You want to go see TNA?" "No." That name, it's a minor thing, but it's that.
Well, then he's going to go, "It's wrestling." And she's going to go, "Oh, it's wrestling? Yeah, you can go to the wrestling."
It doesn't matter. It's TNA wrestling.
Well,
it still sounds wrong. And it's the same thing. Corporate, we talk about the
I don't think, yeah, I think you're putting too much into that.
No, I think it's, I'm not saying it's a huge thing.
Well, then
but
why
even,
are we talking about it?
Well, here's the thing. Let me fucking finish my point and you might hear.
I can't wait.
God, you're a bastard. When you sit there and same thing, you're a corporate company and you talk about like a Mattel. Mattel is say, "Do you want to work with TNA wrestling?" No. It's that same basic. You have so many obstacles already to overcome. Why would you create one more? Even if it's not a big one, even if you say it can get hot, why would you create one more? It's a shitty name. It's a terrible name. Change the name.
I mean, it doesn't matter. And so when you say, does it hurt? If they change the name, I don't really care. But you asked if it hurt, and I said no.
Well, what would you call it? If you were to change the name, what would you call it?
Impact Championship Wrestling.
Impact Championship Wrestling?
Sure.
Okay. I'd probably call it Total Nonstop Entertainment or Total Nonstop Excitement. I'd probably call it like TNE. How about Nonstop Wrestling Action? That'd be a good one.
Well, that describes their TV show.
Yeah. And it's never been used.
That's right.
But New Jack can go back then.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, I think, Yeah, I mean, I would like to. I'd like to see a name change.
What they're talking about isn't really a name change, though. It's more of a rebranding, and it's more of a focus on the Impact name.
Well, the name change is up and down. The only reason the name change is never taken off, really, is because Dixie doesn't want to admit she's wrong. She likes it, and she doesn't want to admit she's wrong.
Well, she didn't create it, though.
No, but she likes it, and she at this point will not admit she's wrong, though she does it in a nice way, because she's insecure about how good a job she's done.
So yes, how good of a job, yes. But no, the what it is as I said, they're looking at rebranding, which is just more of a focus on the Impact name, which is fine. And that, what that's going to do is if they decide to change the name from TNA down the road, it's not going to be a big deal because the idea is that you focus on the Impact name and whatever the name of the promotion is really isn't going to matter. That's sort of the political machination way of not quite admitting you're wrong, but just focusing it on one thing so then you can slip this kind of behind the radar and change the name, not right away, but in a year or two down the road when you've got Impact. Oh, by the way, we're not known as TNA anymore. We're known as Impact Championship Wrestling. Cool. Impact.
WWE did something along those lines with when they got the F out. You know.
Well, they did a big thing with that. They'll get the F out, but they were already known as World Wrestling Entertainment on the stock exchange, right? Yeah. Their symbol was WWE, and so the company was World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated.
They had laid the groundwork.
The groundwork had already been laid. They just made a name change, and really all they did, they got the F out. So you took the two strokes of the F off of the symbol, and that was it. So, but if you're going to be changing. TNA to TNE, total non-separate. I mean, you may do that, but I just think you go
total
to like to Impact to Impact Championship. Or, you know, you use that Impact name, and eventually you just kind of move on. But I think you just sort of slowly,
What about the ratings going down? And does this change? And Janice, Dixie's mom, apparently has a bigger role. She's not.
I had no idea that. The Dixie's mom was a board with nails in it.
Yeah. Well, your mom's being bored with and being nailed. So, I don't know. I don't know what that
care to think about these things before they come out of your mouth? I would have said I've nailed your mom on her headboard. But I'm smarter than you.
Yeah. Well, but you're not as drunk as me.
That's true. That's true.
So anyways, let's get back to this. Any chance of any other changes? I mean, I think
no.
Well, I mean, Bischoff is continuing to get more power. Ratings are going down. Janice is perhaps not happy. I think we could. I'm fucking hoping finally a change booking wise. Come on, this is where I'd like to see Mick Foley. I believe Mick Foley. This is where he should be used. I'd love to see him head of creative. I think he could be fantastic. As that.
It's one of those things. I don't think.
I think he'd be amazing.
I think he's too nice.
I don't.
I do. I think he's too nice.
I don't think so.
But
think he'd be amazing.
The thing is, I'm at the point again. We talk about could we get a change to creative? Call me when they do it, and I'll have some excitement about the promotion again. But until they do, we'll just talk about the shit they do and other fucking retards and they're fucking morons. And I don't give a fuck about anything that they do. On their television show. I don't even watch their fucking television show anymore because it's just so fucking useless.
Yeah, we watch what we have to for the show and hoping that sometimes it'll be good. And
no, I don't even do that.
Yeah.
Fuck the show. I just, you know what? I love this show, but
Addie,
not enough.
Addie, don't admit that on the air.
Not enough.
We're trying to review the show. We want people to think we know what we're talking about. No, we don't want them to tell we haven't watched any of this wrestling in months.
What? Wrestling?
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
Well, I thought this was... A music review show.
It is.
But, no, I mean, I don't, TNA, you know what, whatever the stories that we've been talking about are based, I will go on YouTube if we're going to talk about a specific angle or something and dial it in just so I could say I've seen it and can comment on it.
We follow the product through podcasts, through write-ups on, like, Jeff Hamlin on the Observer site.
Things
does a
like
fantastic
that. But,
job. So you follow the
but
topic.
But I try, well, you know, I've
I
tried.
I follow it hoping I'm going to hear that it's picking up. And if it does, maybe I might give it a
but
try
that's what
for
I'm saying
a moment.
Is,
but I'm
always until Russo is gone, I'm not even gonna put it on.
Yeah.
I'm not because I know what I'm going to get.
It's
going to be shit.
I gave up, you know.
So when you talk about,
like
is this a change?
I'd be disappointed I've always been angry at them because I wanted so badly for them to give me something good.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get it as long as he's there. No. So
okay, you have another subject. Why don't you hit a couple?
What I wanted to hit, looking, is we're on the subject of TNA, and we're going to talk about Kurt Angle.
Oh, shit.
And Kurt Angle announcing on his Twitter, even though he's not a Twitter guy, that when his contract's up, he's going to be remaining with TNA for years. Because even though, as he points out, the WWF is the top promotion, that it's good for him to be the big fish in the small pond.
But
TNA,
good for him to be there. I think the WWE might force him to do more. I mean, he does, for his body.
Well, he's been completely clean since he's gone to TNA.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Snowbanks aside.
Snowbanks aside.
With the plea bargain there, so he's not going to spend any jail time, but he did his plea bargain for that. And he did apparently blow and was over the limit.
Yeah.
There. Funny how that works.
Much like your
mom. Yes. Yeah. Well, any time we spend with you is over my limit, quite frankly.
Yeah,
but
frankly.
But Kurt Angle going to stay with TNA because he is from Pittsburgh, and I don't know if you know this. He apparently idolizes Shane Douglas and would like to be the big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, well, Shane Douglas did go to WCW eventually anyways and try, but... I'm
which is TNA.
No, TNA's not nearly that big. Kurt Angle, he, like you say, he's a marvel. He's re-signing.
I
would
a DC
have loved
guy.
To from just because for his legacy and for his exposure and for how good he is, and for the fresh matchups, I would have liked to have seen one more run within the E. But since that's not coming, he's often the only good thing, his matches, because he's consistently, he consistently has those great matches against Matt Morgan or Ken Anderson, anybody.
He's good in the ring, for sure.
He's a marvel.
Nobody sees it, so who gives a fuck?
No, nobody sees it, but he's often the only good thing about that goddamn show is his in-ring work. Mm-hmm. It's the one I like to work towards because... I mean, they fuck up the product so badly. So,
well, the thing
that's all I have to say about that. But other than that, he's somebody else. I see a consistent behavior pattern, much like I've seen from so many guys in the past, like Scott Hall and this and that. And I often worry about the guy still.
We should point out, though, that he's gone on his story. He said he loves Dixie and he's re-signing with TNA. Is that it's still at the end of the day?
It's really a non-story.
It's still at the end of the day.
He's never made a difference.
Well, it's at the end of the day. He's still Kurt Angle and could be lying through his teeth using it as a negotiating ploy.
That's possible. I would not be so very surprised
until Kurt Angle.
If it turns out that he signed with the UFC.
I can't wait for that, actually. Yeah. So, yeah. But, until it's done, it's not done. And we talk about, and I'll get to this pulls into the next subject, but with the lack of depth in WWE right now, they can certainly use
Kurt
Angle.
Or there are another guest that we should get to.
Certainly use Kurt Angle. Well, yeah, I can give him a call right now here.
Awesome.
If you want, because this is someone that you had hooked up with after you'd talked with Ryan Seacrest. I think you got this guy's number, but let me just put this in. Hello, are you there?
Yes, this is George Takei.
Mr. Takei, how are you?
Good. I got your number from Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
Having supper last night.
Having supper, right? Yes, because Ryan had texted Mo and said that you were also a wrestling fan. That you guys had talked about that.
I was originally cast to do the part of Mr. Fuji by Pat Patterson back when we were having supper. No, we were fucking.
Okay, so you Pat Patterson. That's news. You were going to be Mr. Fuji originally.
Yes.
Wow, that's and so what happened?
Well, I forgot to bring my knee pads, and I did not get the push.
Okay, so yeah, that's a mistake. You got to bring your gear.
They've told me that a pro always brings his gear.
Yeah.
But then I had the parts in Star Trek, and that was, as well, an excellent role for me.
Yes, no, that was good.
But
was,
I would have been very anxious to work with all those muscled up young men in their fantastic oiled bodies and their musculature.
Well, did you, so that being said, were you always a fan of wrestling?
Yes. In fact, me and my boyfriend, Brad, who's now my husband, and that's why my name is no longer George Takei, it's now George Takai, because Takei was my straight name, and Takai is now my homosexual name.
Okay.
And Brad and I, we wrestle each other every Sunday.
Okay, well, who...
But I get my wrestling moves from watching many people like Goldust and Lodi and Lenny Lane.
Oh, right, yeah, Lenny Lane and Lodi.
Yes.
Okay, so then those were your favorites.
Well,
then.
No, my favorite is the young man with quite the musculature.
Okay.
Meat. Tremendous musculature. Not energetic, obviously, in the ring.
No, because that was his gimmick, was he would go back and have sex with the women before his match. He was having sex with women.
Of course, you think I'm an idiot?
No. Well,
I knew that.
Of course. Well, no,
idiot was know that?
I'm actually, Mr. Takai, just putting that out for our listeners that may be new and didn't know of Meat because he didn't have a big a long role. But I'd like to thank you very much for coming on the show.
It is my pleasure.
And and if you'd like to come on, we'd love to have you back anytime to talk about some wrestling.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, George.
You know what? I learned more about that guy from his heart, from that interview you did. That I brought a tear to my eye.
And you could tell he was a longtime fan. You know,
yeah, that's
so that
the
was
thing.
He was a fan.
Yeah,
but.
All right, so you have a topic there you want to hit.
Well, I'm really interested because this is one that's
about the depth of the roster.
We talked about the depth of the roster, and now we're coming up. We've got a couple 3-hour Raws in June, and do you do a draft?
Oh, no.
well, you've talked about wanting to.
I think you merge the
to merge
think,
the brand.
I think during a draft,
and I
it
look
make
at
sense. There's not enough depth. Just merge the roster.
See, I look at merging the rosters a lot like how Dixie didn't want to change the name, in that Vince isn't going to admit that the brand extension was a bad idea.
I think at this point it's past that. I think, number one, Hunter has more power. I think that they
Hunter has more power.
They've slowly eroded the brand names being separate entities. Even this last few Raws, you've still continued to see post-Mania crossover. I don't think it really does any good for us.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it better. The only thing is, in the past, you could take a guy, put him to another brand, give him a new gimmick, and maybe get him over. I think you're better off just merging the brands at this point.
Okay. Right.
There's no longer any, it's been a long time since being pay-per-views that are separate. The announcers, Cole and Matthews are now on both shows. So there's no real distinction between the brands, booking philosophy-wise. And hopefully if that happens, Michael Hayes can actually take over and book the whole goddamn thing. We'd be better off.
That's no kidding, right? But no, I because originally, of course, it was after WCW had been purchased, and there was the two owners. It was actually probably a year later, wasn't it?
Yeah, about a year later.
And they decided to kind of make their own competition is what it was supposed to be, and they were supposed to run against, not against each other.
And then SmackDown was doing better than Raw, and that ruined that.
Right. And it just, you know, and that's, yeah, the internal politics came along.
So I don't
and
do
whatnot,
a draft, and I can't think of anybody who would get a bump or get a rub from a draft.
Well, and that was sort of where I was going to go next is okay, is we don't do let's say that they probably are going to do a draft, let's just say, then, you know, just even if they weren't, well, if they are going to do a draft, is, you know, are there any moves that you make that you could see being being benefit? Because in the past, when they've...
Well, both sides need depth. I mean,
well, that's what I'm talking about.
Guys at the top.
Exactly.
So what's the point? Like, you know, I mean, you know... You can't move Kofi. You can move Kofi Kingston over to Raw, but then you need to replace him on SmackDown.
Well, that's right.
You know, you can move over Tyson Kidd and push him up to Kofi's spot. Probably not. It's difficult the way you booked him. I think, and a lot of the guys that there's a lot of guys out there, guys like Mark Henry and D.H. Smith and Ted DiBiase. A lot of these guys, I think to myself, fuck, I know how to book them better than these guys. They don't get it. They don't understand how to book them.
Well, the thing is...
But, again, a lot of this is on themselves and not the way that they present themselves, too.
And we talked about it, you know, before, and that was one of the advantages that WWE had over TNA that they had the two brands. So if somebody was getting stale, you could move them over to the other brand and maybe try again, right?
You could move Brian Kendrick's over to another brand, give him another gimmick, and fresh him up. You could,
yeah.
And if he had stayed with it, maybe you could have gotten over. But of course, you wouldn't stay.
Well, no,
it.
and that's what I'm sort of looking at is right now in terms of depth, it's really a situation where I do think that. You're looking at you could take Randy Orton.
Yeah, that's the one guy I think you could put on SmackDown to replace Edge.
Yeah, and that's what, because right now you've got the two of them, and they're on the same show, and they're basically the as pathetic as this sounds, is they're really the mega powers of the WWE right now on the babyface side. You know,
yeah, they really are.
It's you know it's there, but I think that. Moving Orton over would give you Orton versus Del Rio, which I guess is a fresh deal. But you'd then have to find someone for Punk to feud with.
Yeah, even then, long term, there's
you know what I you know what now that I say that, but I could take Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Over to SmackDown?
No, just leave them on Raw.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Just have them working.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you could. Absolutely. It'd be fantastic.
That's it.
I think Sheamus can make a great baby face. I think, you know, that I'm trying to think of who else could be a great baby face out there. Maybe a Santino could be put over on SmackDown and be pushed a little bit as a more not
yeah more serious
same character but as a more of a threat a type deal. So there is a little bit you can do, but I think it's really difficult to overcome what the lack of depth and the way they presented so many guys for so long.
And that is some of it. Is that, you know, and look,
we're not even in the day and age. Sorry to cut you off there, but we're not even in the day and age where you used to see it all the time, where they would take somebody, bring him in, he wouldn't be a workout, and they bring him back under a different gimmick where he looked totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And other than Festus, I can't think of anybody they've done that with recently. It's not even something they regularly do. Bring in and try and give him something else, and you know, and it works.
No,
but it was something they were able to do. You know, at one point
like with Crush.
Yeah, well, okay. Not every time worked, but you know, but there was times they were able to do it, and it did work. So
yeah,
you know.
But like Beaver Cleavage. Oh yeah, Kane. Kane is there, and
yeah.
I mean, I look at the thing is yeah, back in the day, you'd have a need on one side, but there's needs on both sides, and it's not even like you can sort of flip them across. I use Dolph Ziggler as the most recent example, where they moved Dolph Ziggler over to Raw. And he hasn't, you know, he was tops on SmackDown, and now he's, you know.
Yeah, he's just there.
He's just there.
He's just there.
I would maybe move John Morrison to, if you're not going to fire Melina, move John Morrison to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And split the two of them up on different brands again, and let's see where
you go. I'd rather you fire Melina.
Same here, but if you're not going to. you know, that's another person. And again, and then you could have, you know, Wade Barrett against Morrison. You know, it's just, I don't know. There's potential new, fresh matches, but there's not anything that's going to draw any money.
And that's another thing, though. I mean, there's potential new, fresh matches, but it's going to take time. And one of the things that needs to regularly happen is for the undercard guys to regularly be in feuds, to have issues with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy like John Morrison has had, in the last 2 years, I think, a feud with Sheamus, and name me another one. There was a consistent booked feud where they had an issue with each other.
What was the issue?
Name me one that...
What was their issue?
That Sheamus was a bully. And somebody had to,
right,
because
he kept beating up Santino.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
okay.
But you know what? It's not
much,
but it's something.
Give me one
that R-Truth has had in the entire time he's been there. Give me his feud that was a blood feud. I mean, this is something that's missing, and this is something that develops characters and gets over the undercard guys,
mm-hmm,
and gets them a chance to elevate.
Yep.
And they do not do this. I mean, yes, Barrett had the thing with Cena, but
yep,
now I guess the core is breaking up, but there's nothing really there for him.
Kofi.
And nobody else in the well, okay.
The feud's over
the
title.
The
feud's over,
okay,
the title.
Okay, but nobody else in the core has ever had anything.
No.
Mark Henry was the last time he had a feud. He's never, you know, you can't think of one.
No.
It's something that is missing, and it's really difficult to say that the split up the brand splits and this and that when they only decide we're going to give you maybe a total of 6 feuds and it's all the top guys, the same guys feuding with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
because then exactly. Then it doesn't matter what brand anybody's on, right?
No, it doesn't. So I think you're better. I think it's time to merge them, and you don't even say it. You don't make a big deal out of it. You just stop. You maybe you merge, like I say, merge the IC title with the United States title, but keep the world and WWE titles and have 3 titles over 2 brands with a fairly large roster, and hopefully Triple H can be right in bringing in talent from outside,
mm-hmm,
you know, and spruce things up that way too.
That's
so
true.
That's I can't really think of anybody that I would elevate, because everybody you would elevate, you go, they're all on the same level anyways. Like the, you know, it's yeah, I mean,
Brodus Clay.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, but he's on the same level as Mark Henry right now, frankly, you know?
Well, he is, but he doesn't have the longevity, and Mark Henry has sort of been at that level for how long? Brodus Clay is still new.
Yeah.
And so there's still things you can do with him. It's,
yeah,
kind of like when Skip Shepfield's ready to return.
But
you can,
this is
you
where
can strap a rocket to Skip Shepfield and do that, because he's new and there's no real preconceived notion,
okay,
with,
well,
him.
Okay, well, let's say this, though. But here's where I say merge the brands. You have the world title. Let's say the world title is held on one end by Orton, and the other, the WWE title, let's say it's held by Del Rio. Just throwing names out there, right?
Okay.
And then you have Brodus Clay win that United Continental title, whatever it is. That's how you do it for... Yeah, or just IC belt.
I think you just call it the IC belt.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably. So you just do that, and you have him. But, and again, hopefully that makes the title more important. I had hope when they merged the titles for the tag titles that they would make them more important, because there was only one then. I was an idiot, because it was the tag titles, and I should have known better. I had hope, but I should have known better than to hope. You never do that. So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well,
right.
That's.
Want to hit one? I say we hit one last game.
Let's do the Gold Rush game here.
Okay. All right.
Then.
Not the other this and that. The Gold Rush.
No, let's do Gold Rush.
Okay.
Let's do
Gold Rush.
That's...
Just give me. Let me just call up the info on the tablet here. I'll be just a couple minutes. Meanwhile.
Okay, while you're doing that,
why don't you sing?
No, well, I don't think that's going to help anybody. But I do think that while you're doing that, I just wanted to mention that we are on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at We Talk Wrestling. We are going to get to some. We keep promising some mailbags. I know Davey Dave.
You know
has,
what? I
Davey
do have
Davey
this
has,
to say about a mailbag question. We did. This is actually not from Davey Davey. This one is. We had one mailbag question. I actually stole this as one of my questions here. I got this from Columbus, Ohio, actually, not Cleveland. This was a great name. I should give credit to the new TNA. What would you name the name from? We were asked that by the Jizz out of Columbus, Ohio.
It was what?
It was asked. We were asked the new TNA name.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That was
so we did.
Out of Columbus, I took it. That was the Jizz from Columbus, Ohio.
And we do have a question on are you guys ever going to do that trip down memory lane that we had one mention on a show? That's from Jonathan Kent in Smallville, Kansas. I don't really think there is a Jonathan Kent. I don't really think there's a Smallville, Kansas outside of the Superman universe. If there was a Smallville, Kansas, I'm guessing that's where Addie's penis would be from. But we are going to bring back...
Because it's Superman.
Yeah. We are going to bring back something from the trip down memory lane. At one point, what we'll be doing is just going through a year, starting in like 1985, 1986, and just kind of go through the major events and matches and feuds and such of each year. And hopefully that'll be a lot of fun for everybody. Are you ready for Goldust or Gold Rush game?
I am ready for the Gold Rush game. I just want to mention, again, We Talk Wrestling, then there's wetalkwrestling.blogspot.com is our blog. Wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com is the website. So you can find us on all three of those.
Did you mention the blog?
I just did.
Okay, I wasn't listening to you as usual.
Well, I know.
No, seriously, you just drone on. Fuck. You know what? Speaking of drone on, I do have somebody who wants to talk about the fact that we're going to play this Gold Rush game.
Okay.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence, what do you think of the Gold Rush game?
Whoa.
Nice. Oh, fuck. You know what? I got a text message here from somebody else. Somebody wants to weigh in on the new potential name from TNA.
Oh, for TNA. Okay.
Yeah. Hello? Well, you there?
Fuck Russo.
Samoa Joe. Anyways, let's go to the Gold Rush game. So What this is I've taken the major championships from the WWE/WWF,
okay,
NWA/WCW, and TNA. And the major championships mean I have included the X title, it's the X title, the tag titles, and the world TNA title. It's the WWF tag title, intercontinental,
okay,
and world title. So no, say, hardcore championship doesn't count,
no.
European doesn't count. WCW, it's the same thing. It's the U.S., the world, and the tag title. So, for instance, the hardcore there that they had or the TV title, that doesn't count. Okay. So we're talking the top three titles in each of those companies. And what we are talking about is how many total titles each guy has earned. And you try and guess. Do you want to also guess how many, or do you just want to guess who has the most and me tell you, or what?
I'll just do the most. The numbers will probably be.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Well, we know Edge has 31, but yeah. I don't know anybody else.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so it's called the Gold Rush. We're going to open it up with Gold Dust versus Shelton Benjamin. Who do you think has had more titles?
Gold Dust or Shelton Benjamin? I'm going to say Shelton Benjamin.
You'd be wrong. Shelton Benjamin's had 6. Gold Dust has had 9.
Really? Gold Dust has had 9 titles.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you forget he was U.S.
I guess he was
a
TV in U.S. and such, right?
In a long career.
That's true.
So, okay. Kurt Angle or John Cena?
I'll go with Kurt Angle.
And by the way, you can also say tie.
Okay.
Some of these are ties. I should mention that.
Okay, yes,
you're going to go with Kurt Angle or John Cena?
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's at 15.
Okay.
John Cena's at 16.
16?
Yeah. Yeah, already. It's hard to believe. But you forget he held things like... The tag title with Shawn Michaels for a little bit.
That's
little
true.
Little things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I
right?
did forget that.
Right? Jeff Jarrett or Triple H?
Is the USWA title count?
No.
Oh. No, it does not. I will go with Jeff Jarrett.
It is Triple H 21 to Jeff Jarrett 20.
Okay.
That said, I expect Jeff Jarrett to win 2 titles in the next month and Triple H to win 2 titles the month after that. Edge or Ric Flair?
Ric Flair.
You're going Flair. Ric sure. Flair has 32.
There you go. See, and Edge is 31.
Yeah. Booker T or Undertaker?
Booker T. Because isn't he like a 10-time WCW tag champion?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's actually not even close. Undertaker's had 14 titles. Booker T has nobody to compete with him. He has 26.
Yeah.
That's only behind Edge and Triple H. Edge and Flair.
Wow.
That's ahead of Triple H and Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
26. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit.
Who?
Chris Jericho and some guy who doesn't exist.
I'm going to go Jericho.
They both have 20.
Okay.
Tie.
Okay, but Jericho wins because he never killed anybody.
Yes, that's why Jimmy Snuka also doesn't win.
That's true. Although Snuka had a major title?
No, I don't think so. Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart?
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels has 13. Bret Hart has 17. You forget Bret Hart was in WCW when they were changing titles weekly.
Yeah,
how
but
many
I
times
was,
did he get that U.S. title there? And he had the tag
well, I was
title
also
there.
Thinking Shawn, though, with the tag title and the and
yeah, but you know what?
And,
really, there hasn't been a lot. I mean, if you really look at it, when he came back, he held the world title once. He never held the Intercontinental. I think he had the tag titles twice, once with Hunter and once with Cena. So, really, he didn't get a lot of titles. Here's an interesting one. Owen Hart or Goldberg?
Because it's an interesting one, I'm going to say Goldberg, although it should be Owen Hart.
6-5 for Owen.
Okay, there you go. Okay, at least the right person won.
Okay. Batista or Eddie Guerrero?
Eddie.
Batista, 10. Eddie Guerrero, 9.
Really? Just 9 for
just
Eddie?
Just 9. Because, again, the Cruiserweight title didn't count.
Oh, right, okay.
Right? Brock Lesnar or Ken Shamrock?
Shamrock.
Tie.
The tie, is it?
Both have three.
What, three, I'm thinking? Yeah,
both have three. RVD or Mick Foley? ECW title does not count. ECW
clearly.
Titles do not count.
I know. Oh, you mean in this game?
both.
Both. Okay. I am going to say RVD or Mick Foley?
Yeah.
I'll go with Mick Foley.
Mick Foley wins at 13-10.
Yeah.
Terry Funk or Davey Boy Smith?
Ooh. And you said European title doesn't count?
European title does not count.
And hardcore title doesn't count?
Does not count.
And the WCW hardcore title doesn't
does
count?
Does not count.
Well, then I just don't know what to believe anymore. I will say Davey Boy Smith.
Terry Funk, 4-3.
Okay.
Neither, and it really shows it was a different time. 4-3.
Yeah.
Sting or Kevin Nash? Speaking of showing different times.
I'll go with Nash.
Both have 19. I mentioned it was a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy.
Warrior or Roddy Piper?
Warrior.
Warrior has 3.
Piper has 3?
5.
5.
Tag title, he had the tag title.
Oh, yeah,
he had
with
the U.S.
Flair
title
in
WCW.
Tag
in
U.S. Intercontinental.
Yeah.
He probably had the WCW tag title
yeah,
somewhere
he did,
in
yeah.
there.
Well, if you had, yeah, Flair, yeah, that's right. They had that one night thing where he came back and they had the titles together.
Well, they won the from the Spirit Squad, too.
Yeah,
they won
yeah,
those.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm talking about, yeah. Scott Hall or Christian?
I'll say Christian.
It's a tie.
Is it okay?
14 each. Christian has had 14 titles. It's actually a pretty damn good career. Randy Orton or Rey Mysterio?
Ooh.
Don't yawn. This is fascinating.
I'll say Randy Orton.
You'd be wrong. Rey okay. Mysterio is 11-9.
Okay.
You're shitty at this game. Ricky Steamboat or William Regal?
William Regal.
Ricky Steamboat, 15-10.
Wow, that many, huh?
He had, you forget, he had the tag titles with Jay Youngblood like 5 times.
Oh, fuck. Are we counting that?
Well, yeah, that was NWA.
Yeah, that's true.
Dusty Rhodes or Rick Rude?
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes only had 5.
What?
He was, believe
no,
it or
Dusty
not,
Rhodes had the NWA Mid-Atlantic Southern Tag Team Championship 16 times. No, I have no idea.
That doesn't count. That's not
oh,
regional.
Of course.
That's
oh,
a regional
that,
title.
Oh, that doesn't count now.
That's
oh,
a regional
nice.
Title. It never did.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell that to the people of Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, so Rick Root's 7-5.
Send your hate mail to wetalkwrestling@aim.com.
Caravati. Big Show
yeah,
and Kane.
I'll read it. Big Show or Kane. Can I say tie?
You can. You'd be wrong, because Big Show wins 15-14.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's about it. I should have actually done Kane and Scott Hall, because that would have been a tie.
That would have been. That would have been.
All right, that's it. That's it for the game. Anything else to say, or were you OUT?
I think, yeah, we're over an hour here now, so I think it's time to
And I think we didn't think we'd have
off,
enough to fill this show.
No, yes, I know, but you tend to rant. So, as I said, wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com is the website. I said wetalkwrestling@aim.com for an email. If you have a question, a comment, like me to read something, to yell at Mo, just let me know and drop us a line and we'll do it. So, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.
Bring it in, Don Dandy.